Molly. Thanks for starting your day with the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network.
Heard about you all over town. 7:45 this morning. Joining me live over the phone is Senator Laura Pearson from Kemmer with a legislative report. Good morning, Senator. How's Cheyenne been for you for the first week and a half of the session?
Good morning, Duke. It's been pretty fast-paced. I think the Senate is getting through bills a lot faster than the House, but it's been pretty fast-paced, and of course, lots of controversy out there, but we're getting through it.
Yeah, to say the least, right? Well, I do appreciate your time and updates. You had a couple of bills that you put forward this year and two that we've talked before in the past, and I want to give you a chance to just update listeners on where those two bills are at.
Yeah, so actually I put three bills forward. One was SF-93. It was a shared custody amendment bill, and that was basically to say on temporary orders in the event of a separation that both parents would basically be awarded shared custody on a temporary basis. Just because, as we know, in these separation events, I mean, obviously this is in the case of good, willing parents, you know, that both want to be a part of their children's lives. This isn't referencing any sort of abuse or anything like that, but actually just parents that can no longer live together, and they get separated, and they both want to be a part of their children's lives. So that bill actually did not pass introduction. I lost that one by two votes, so we were close to the two-thirds that we needed. Another one was called, is called Shared Parenting Day. I ran that one kind of in conjunction with the Shared Parenting Amendments or Shared Custody Amendments. And that one's just to recognize, and this is kind of going across the nation, to recognize April 26th as Shared Parenting Day in Wyoming. The reason for April 26th is because that is the day that Kentucky, which has a very good shared parenting law in their state that is actually working, that was the day that their bill passed. And so that's why we have April 26th, and the premise behind, and I know it is the budget session, and probably some of these things should not be even considered in a budget session, but I was contacted by several people, including two pastors, that asked me to please run shared parenting again, because it affects everybody across our state. It affects the children, it affects the parents, it affects the grandparents. And so I decided to run the Shared Parenting Day in conjunction with the Shared Parenting Amendments. And just saying that Wyoming values strong, loving relationships between children and both parents, and that cooperative parenting builds healthier kids, stronger families, and more resilient communities. And so that was the reason behind that. I did run another. I was asked to run a governmental immunity bill. It was basically kind of an amendment, and it was the numbers SF-94. So that one did not pass introduction, but I was asked to run it, so I did. And that was just basically saying, or kind of a clause in there saying that in municipalities, you know, where there have been several complaints over roads, bridges, sidewalks, things like that, that there is an avenue for the public to sue that entity. Now, the you know, it was only a $500 claim. You couldn't sue for more than $500, but it was just sending a message to the municipalities that they aren't immune and they can't just, you know, sweep things under the rug and not do something when there are several complaints over an issue on a road or street or sidewalk, things like that, you know, that they need to take action within a reasonable amount of time to get things fixed. So that was that one. That one did not pass. So that's kind of where we are on my bill.
Senator Pearson joining me this morning. Senator Pearson from Kemmer with the legislative report. Senator, of course, it is a budget session, as you mentioned, and it sounds like yesterday the Senate did have quite a big discussion on the budget and what came out of the JAC this year. And maybe summarize that for us and where you see things going.
Yeah, so yesterday in the Senate, we were supposed to discuss the budget and there was amendment on the budget, the First Amendment, and that was basically, I'm just going to summarize. So basically that was to return the budget back to the governor's recommendation. So that amendment passed, I think it was 20-11. I was a no vote on it. And I was very clear as to why I was a no vote on it. Yes, there are people that are upset about certain things that the Joint Appropriations Committee did, you know, but my feeling is that we spent $120,000 for Joint Appropriations to meet in December and January. $120,000 of taxpayer money. They came out with a bill. And our duty is to go through that bill and make amendments on that bill. You know, if you want things returned, whatever, and we take a vote on it. I don't understand why we have a Joint Appropriations Committee doing this, meeting for 2 months, basically. Well, 1 month total. Taxpayers are paying them $120,000. To do those meetings and to meet with all of these different governmental agencies and to come up with some sort of a budget. And then we don't decide to work that bill. And so that's where I was on that, because I don't think it's fair to the taxpayers. These, you know, I mean, we have our committees. It doesn't matter whether it's a conservative committee or a moderate committee, you know, you work the bill. That's what we're down here for. We're down here to work the bill that comes out of these committees. So that's my stance on that.
Senator, and one final question for you here. Of course, recalibration has been a big discussion item heading into the session as well. And I wanted to give you a chance to share your thoughts on the recalibration bill and how it came out of the Senate Education Committee.
Are you talking about the joint recalibration bill or just kind of what we're doing on the Senate side?
Yeah, just the Senate side with in regards to school recalibration.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about the Senate recalibration bill that came out of committee today, I believe. And so I think that committee is really looking at what people are saying. And, you know, as I said, I mean, when the recalibration bill came out of, when the recalibration bill came out of the joint recalibration committee, you know, I mean, there was a lot of people that were upset and, I don't know that everyone was upset, but definitely school districts, administrators, school boards, things like that, you know, and I kept reassuring everybody that when this comes to us, you know, that there are going to be amendments made, you know, and so, I mean, but a lot of threats, and that's why I put on my Facebook post that I'm not going to be threatened by the WEA or their affiliates. I mean, I'm making that clear. And so, but I'm not going to vote, you know, I'm not going to vote based on persuasion, I guess is what I'm saying, or based on whether I'm threatened by somebody or some organization. So, you know, I think that that has gone on too long in this state, and we have to start standing up, you know, for the people and the taxpayers and all of these things. But I just feel like allowing organizations to basically take over our legislative body is not right. And so I'm obviously going to vote for what I think is right. And, you know, and I might go right along with those organizations, but I just was tired of getting the threats in emails and things like that. And I'm a legislator that is, you know, not going to buck to that. So,
well, Senator, appreciate your time. I know you've got committee meetings to head off to, so thank you so much. We appreciate the updates, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Well, thank you.
You betcha. That's Senator Laura Pearson, Senate District 14 out of Kemmer. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.